From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iceland's prime minister resigns. Prime Minister Sigmundur Davíð Gunnlaugsson's resignation Tuesday followed public protests over his questionable offshore investments. He is the first casualty from the Panama Papers disclosures about the hidden offshore investments. Officials of Greece and the European Union are trying to decide who will be among the next migrants sent to Turkey under terms of a recent agreement between the two. There are about 3,000 detained migrants in Greece. No ferries from Greece to Turkey were scheduled for Tuesday. A Greek government official told VOA the first day of deportations on Monday sent a total of 202 people to Turkey aboard three ferries. The influx of migrants continues. Officials said 300 arrived in Greece on Sunday. Polls are open for Democratic and Republican presidential primary voting in the U.S. state of Wisconsin. Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz and independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are hoping for victories that will overshadow the delegate advantages held by the leading candidates. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump was cautious when asked about today's possible outcome.
Well, we'll see what happens. I don't even want to talk about it yet. We'll see what happens. I think we're going to do really well. The people of Wisconsin are amazing. They want to see strong borders. They want their jobs to stay here. They don't want other countries taking all their jobs and manufacturing. And I think we're going to have a great evening. We'll see what happens.
Donald Trump. The International Criminal Court has dropped charges of crimes against humanity against Kenyan President William Ruto. The ICC said Tuesday the judges voted 2-1 to vacate the charges against Ruto and co-defendant Joshua Arap Sang. The judges said prosecutors did not present sufficient evidence. This is VOA News. More than 800 people are expected at a two-day conference this week in Geneva on preventing violent extremism. Lisa Schlein reports.
The conference will mark the first time since 9/11 that the international community has focused on prevention to counter terrorism. Jehangir Khan, the director of the UN Counterterrorism Center, says measures to prevent violent extremism from gaining a foothold and spreading are important. He says recommendations are outlined by the UN Secretary General in a four-point plan of action, which rejects all forms of discrimination, Islamophobia, and xenophobia in its implementation. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. President Barack Obama on Tuesday championed the government's new steps to try to make it less attractive for American companies to cut their U.S. tax bills by buying foreign companies to technically move their headquarters overseas while retaining operations in the United States.
They are not new. Simply put, in layman's terms, it's when big corporations acquire small companies and then change their address to another country on paper in order to get out of paying their fair share of taxes here at home.
Mr. Obama said the practice known as tax inversion is one of the most insidious tax loopholes and called on the Republican-controlled Congress to permanently ban it. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde said Tuesday the world needs to cooperate in order to overcome global economic challenges. Those challenges include slower growth, low commodity prices, and potential financial tightening by many governments. In a speech in Frankfurt, Germany, Lagarde said growth has been too low for too long, with the effects not extending to many people and setting up potential consequences for the social and political fabric in many countries. South Korea says North Korea is now capable of mounting a nuclear warhead on its medium-range missiles. A South Korean official says his government has no evidence that North Korea had actually deployed such a nuclear-tipped missile, but the new assessment is the first direct acknowledgement of the North's growing nuclear prowess. Vietnam has confirmed its first two cases of the mosquito-borne Zika virus. The health ministry said Tuesday two women tested positive for the virus in late March after they were both hospitalized with fevers, eye strain, and rashes. The United States says the ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh seems to have taken hold and encourages both sides to strict adherence. 4 days of renewed fighting over the disputed region between Armenia and Azerbaijan killed at least 60 people. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.